Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your last bastion of free speech here on the internet, or at least the YouTube for now. And we might not be technically the last bastion, but you know what we're saying. I'm Sean, that's Connor. F-bomb James is not with us today or the last couple days because he's afraid of hurricanes and ran to
Michigan, which is practically Canada.
He ran away like a little girl. You're a little girl, Ace. It's one of my favorite lines from Casino. You're a little girl, Ace. Before we get started, please comment below. We're going to talk about today the second missing person in the Epstein case, as well as a few things on Beto O'Rourke, or as we like to call him, Beta O'Rourke, and his view on guns. Let us know what you think. Is this a conspiracy theory? Are we really just making things up as far as Epstein's concerned? Or is there literally too many things adding up to make it anything but a real situation? Comment below. Also, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Also, hit the notifications button. That way you get a little notification every time we have a new episode up. That way you never miss your favorite episode of Freedom Wire. And as always, if you like the hats, the Freedom Mugs, and the shirts, please go to freedomwire.com. Go to the shop tab on the top of the page and go ahead and buy some. That being said, let's get started with this little shindig. Shall we say to all the patriots who have come before, all the patriots who are here, and all the patriots who have yet to come.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's getting easier.
Yeah. I think we'll go through the whiskey much faster once Ryan's back.
Yeah, it's just been the two of us. And we've been, we put a nice little hurting on it.
Yeah.
What do we add? Three shots since?
I think so.
Yeah, but it is getting easier. Next thing you know, I'm going to be an alcoholic. I'm going to be making us do shots all through them.
This is how Sean's downfall started.
Yeah, you're watching it unfold on video. Epstein. Holy cow.
More people missing.
More people missing. Now, we know that the madam... I should have brought the name.
Ghislaine Maxwell?
Ghislaine.
Maxwell.
Pardon me.
She's been missing for a while.
She's been missing for a while. Now, they say there's been a picture. The picture of her at In-N-Out Burger happened after Epstein's murder. But I don't believe it. I mean, I hate to say this. Like, anything that's attached to the Epstein case, I can't take it face value. There was rumors she was hiding at a friend's house. There's all kinds of rumors where she's at. I, for one, believe she's one of two things. One, she's dead, and we're not going to find her until months down the road. Or she's holed up with some, hopefully FBI agents somewhere spilling her guts, which would be the right thing to do. There's been a lot of evil that has happened in this situation.
I mean, if Epstein was murdered by people trying to cover their butts after all the stuff they've been up to, she can only hope that she'd get into protective custody. That would be the best thing for her.
I would go running.
Yeah, if she's gonna take her chances out in the world with people who apparently could kill Epstein while he was in prison, her days are numbered. You better hope for her sake that she's somewhere spilling her guts to federal agents right now and not having her guts spilled somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I heard that first incident, if I was anybody attached to the whole Epstein case, I would have ran right to the cops. I'd be like, I am ready to tell you everything and anything. Just keep me alive.
Yeah.
She was his right-hand wool man, for lack of a better word. She's the one that basically dictated what he's going to do for the day. She scheduled everything. She was also learned how to fly a helicopter so she could fly his clients from one island to the other. So there's a lot of, she was involved in a lot of the day-to-day business when it comes to Epstein.
The allegation is that she was running the logistical end of his pedophile ring, too. You know, recruiting the girls and bringing them in for Epstein and all of his friends to do whatever they wanted with. So that's a pretty serious thing for her to be facing down right now.
Again, I say it is Alex Jones was saying this years ago, saying there was an underground pedophile ring of the rich and famous, and we're watching it unfold. And like everything that seems to be happening is the people who are in power trying to keep that information from being spilled. Like, because I guarantee you there are some people that we would not expect to be on that list that will be on that list.
Probably. And I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before when we've talked about Epstein. The big thing that everybody wants to talk about is, oh, the Clintons were behind it. I mean, that's a plausible theory, but at the same time, there could be any number of people who we wouldn't even connect with Epstein at all who are behind a conspiracy like that. Because there's other people who can pull that kind of thing off. We just point at the Clintons because they're the ones that seem the most obvious. But isn't right, part of a conspiracy not being obvious?
Yeah, but it seems obvious, but it doesn't seem. And here's why it doesn't seem obvious. Number one, former First Lady and President of the United States. Number two, they've denied barely knowing Epstein. You don't take 26 plane rides with somebody you don't know. Yeah. You know.
I'm not saying it doesn't look like their hands are dirty, but their hands look dirty in a lot of things. I'm saying there could easily be other people involved in this beyond Bill and Hillary.
Of course. But I would also venture to guess that if there were those people and they've been able to keep that hidden for all these years, they would find a way to keep it, to continue to keep their identity hidden, which death and murder tends to be the... Yeah. What is the old secret? Two people can keep a secret if one of them's dead. Yeah. That's...
Well, now that's proven even more true because Maxwell's not the only one missing.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
We now have a French model...
Modeling agent.
Jean-Luc...
Brunel. His name is.
I was looking for his connection to... to Epstein. All the stories just say they were associates, and that some of his models may have been used as fodder, I guess. I don't know what else you could call it.
I think part of it is that girls that Brunel was associated with through the modeling agency might have been abused by Epstein in France, and they're trying to prove those cases that he might have facilitated that. Basically, French police and, as an extension, the United States officials investigating Epstein they're looking for him right now because they want to get some answers. I don't know whether they're trying to arrest him or just question him. One way or another, they can't find him.
Right. Now, do you think, here's a question, and this is something I think about constantly in today's, The way that the world works today, the way that the world works today is, it seems that power, prestige are great, but attention is better. Like being talked about and can, you know, leads to that power and prestige. Is this something that, do you think the French are just trying to actually, do you think they're looking for actual justice here, or do you think this is something that can get them publicity as far as, oh, we're trying to do the right thing, we found out about this?
It honestly could be a little bit of both, because...
It's like jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, Epstein's such a big thing, and there's so many people tied to him that investigating Epstein associates is... almost becoming a trend, I guess, right, where anyone who's ever taken a plane ride with this guy is now subject to investigation. The problem is that everybody they look at, there seems to be like a little bit of dirt there. So once you hit that little bit of dirt, it's like, oh, maybe this investigation is somewhat warranted.
Well, the fact is that they are connected to Epstein in a non-business fashion does equal dirt.
Exactly.
You know, that just that association, which is, you know, and which is funny because that's what the press are trying to tie Trump to, is that, well, they weren't, you know, they didn't have business dealings. They were just friends or acquaintances. But when you look at the story as the facts are, and the facts are that he kicked him out over 15 years ago of Mar-a-Lago. As soon as he figured out who Epstein was, which think about how people you know are so good at hiding some of the worst parts of them. Epstein, so Trump distanced himself, you know, almost 20 years ago from this guy. Bill Clinton was riding in this plane up until I think it was 2008, I think is when the first stories of the Lolita Express, or 2006, I can't remember, those first stories of the Lolita Express started making the rounds, and he got arrested.
And you saw with the thing with Trump, where they tried to make a connection with Epstein, it didn't stick. It blew over after a week. He basically proved, you know, we kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago for being inappropriate and creepy, basically. So there was nothing there. And you know for a fact that if they could have gotten Trump to stick to a alleged pedophile, yes, that would have stuck.
Yeah, they would have stuck.
Because there was really no actual substance there. Whereas with all these other people, their 26 plane rides, any way you slice it, looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to stick there.
So the last, apparently, the last time Jean-Luc was in Brazil, that was the last where he was supposed to be. He was on a model search. He was supposed to be there over the summer looking for models, and apparently he has no social media, no kind of contacts, and they can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who has power and fame and money can get off the grid when they want to, but at the same time, they're going to have a cell phone number. They're going to have somebody that they've told where they're going. They don't just disappear off the face of the earth unless they're actually hiding from something. You don't go on a business trip and not even your assistant
doesn't know where you are. Right, right. Or you know, somebody in your business doesn't know who you are, or your family doesn't know where you are. Again, the only people that nobody knows truly where they are people who are hiding, and people who are dead, and their bodies have yet to be recovered.
Yeah. I mean, it's plausible for famous people to not have a bunch of social media accounts or all this other stuff where people can actively track them, but everybody's got a cell phone. You don't conduct business without a phone number that people can use to get a hold of you.
Right.
So that's a little fishy that he doesn't have.
Well, there are people without cell phones. There are a few. I know Dave Chappelle doesn't really use his cell phone. He has one, but he doesn't even keep it on him.
Yeah.
I get that, you know.
But still, you can find a way to get a hold of Dave Chappelle if it was absolutely necessary.
True.
For example, if the police were investigating him, there would be a way to get that information to him unless he was hiding or dead.
Right, but this is, he's in a different country, supposedly in a different country. And there are parts of Brazil that are pretty remote. I've been to Brazil, which is, honestly, to tell you the truth, a fantastic experience. I loved every part of Brazil I went to. I loved Rio de Janeiro tops my, it's the top of my list as far as cities that I've visited. It used to be Venice, Italy. It is, Rio is now the top. Rio's great, but it's remote. There are places where, and the thing is, the other thing about Brazil is you're told not to carry your wallet, your cell phone, you know, wear any jewelry, because everything's a target in Brazil. And so they tell you not to carry that stuff. Who knows what's going on? But it does look fishy that another person And the whole Epstein, you know, one of the people they're investigating is nowhere to be seen.
Disappears somewhere into South America right before the investigation starts, and then now that it's ramping up, nobody knows where he went.
And to be honest, people go, why do people disappear in South America? Well, in South America, they have, I would say South America's got one of the more diverse populations than any other place in the world. Like, I couldn't go to, like, I would stand out if I tried to disappear to Thailand or Indonesia somewhere. You know, I would, you know, oh, big, bald, white dude with tattoos. But in South America, I could kind of blend in. There are plenty of places that have, you know, as far as like, you know, Caucasian-ish populations. Argentina, there's a city in Brazil that is, it is like almost 100% German. Like it's a weird place. So like you could, a white man like Jean-Luc, who as far as I can tell, he looks white in the pictures. He could disappear to South America.
There's also plenty of remote places where they're not going to be able to look. It's not like he'll just be sticking out somewhere in the middle of a population center. He could be just about anywhere.
Right.
You never know.
You're right. He could be anywhere. And there are remote places in every part of that continent. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I would tend to think he's hiding. He's hiding because he's guilty of something.
He could be guilty of something. There could be people trying to kill him to keep him quiet. For the sake of the investigation, I hope he's alive somewhere so that U.S. and French government can find him first and get some important information out of him. I hope he doesn't end up dead
in
a ditch somewhere.
But. As an aside to I think somebody needs to look at the judge that sentenced Epstein to prison. He should have known this guy is too valuable. No. We need some kind of protective custody of the, you know, for this guy.
And that goes back to the whole thing of there's so many little details about the case that all line up to make conspiracy theories seem really plausible. That's one of them. Why was he placed in prison and not protective custody?
Right.
Why was he put on suicide watch and then taken off right after? Why did the guards fall asleep? Why were the security cameras malfunctioning? Why were the documents falsified? So many little things all add up to the point where you got to look at it.
And why was the warden what's the word I'm looking for? He was
reassigned.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like what?
It's all so fishy when you add it all up.
You don't even have to add it all up. Like half, like a quarter of it is fishy.
Most of it sounds like it was written by some guy trying to come up with a poorly thought out plot for a political conspiracy movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, both guards fell asleep at the same time. Gee, that's convenient.
I mean, you know what it is? It really is like, you know, either Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. It's like, it's that, like, far-fetched that it's almost comedic.
This is the kind of thing you'd see it like on an episode of Law and Order, but it's not done as effectively as an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah, no, it's like a spoof. It's like a spoof of a crime drama.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just I like part of me again is still holding out hope that wasn't Jeffrey Epstein that we saw dead. That it was just some random dead body that looks like him. Because there are a lot of people I think should be going down for what has happened, him included, but I think he should have brought down everybody else with him.
If half that stuff is true, there's a lot of people who need to pay for that.
For sure.
So for the sake of justice, I hope they find, whether it's Epstein is still alive, which I'm a little bit more reluctant to believe.
Yeah, me too.
Or any other people connected to him spilling their guts to investigators. I just hope they get the answers, because there's a lot of girls who are clearly traumatized by this for decades.
And we don't know. There could have been some... These might be the survivors. We don't know how far the debauchery went.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So for the sake of justice, I hope they find answers somewhere, because I don't want this to just be some open-ended thing that we theorize about for decades, but no resolution ever comes.
Yeah, is this our generation's DB Cooper or who shot JFK? Like, it's not that big yet, but like
the more people get implicated in it, the more it's going to increase.
Yeah, with AG Barr, remember when Bill Barr said people who were involved in this don't rest easy. You know, we've got, so I'm wondering if they're like, he's turned over, because apparently he was a meticulous journalist as far as journaling his day to day and what he knew and stuff like that. So I don't know.
It's all suspicious, but I'd like to see where it goes. You thought this story was over once Epstein died, and then the details came out a few days later, and it all just ramped up to an 11. And even now, how long has it been? Like a month?
I don't know if it's been a month yet.
Close to it.
It's been close to a month.
We're still talking about new details about this thing that seemed like it was over the day it happened.
But no. No.
It's not going anywhere.
What are you going to do? I guess we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Hopefully they find Jean-Luc soon so we can get some kind of answers. And you know, and again, he may have done nothing. All they need to do is question him. I'm not going to presume the man's guilt or innocence, but I will say that if they have to answer questions, the fact that they can't find him does not bode good either way.
Yeah.
Either he's hiding or
he's dead.
He's dead.
And one way or another, all this just gives us more content for the show. So
yeah,
let's keep
talking about it. Like, I don't mind talking about it because it's kind of got that little. Like, again, not that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but things like this that kind of add up to a conspiracy theory that looks like it's true is kind of fun to talk about.
Everybody loves a little conspiracy.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Every now and again. You know, I'm not a tin hat wearing kind of guy, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you gotta keep your mind open when it comes to some of these things because what we know as the truth isn't always the full truth. It's half truths, and you know, it'll be nice to see something come to a close where a lot of people end up having to pay for their crimes. That would be great.
Yeah, doesn't always happen like that, but we can always hope.
Just like Beto O'Rourke's hoping he still has a presidential run in him, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Excellent segue, Sean. he's polling at less than 2% right now, so he is very clearly grasping at just about anything that will make him relevant now, up to and including threatening mandatory gun buybacks, which is kind of funny, saying it's a mandatory program that you can sell your guns
to. What is a mandatory program? That's like a mandatory program.
You volunteer to turn in your guns, but it's mandatory.
Or else what?
Yeah. Based on my understanding of it, how it works, it's, okay, here's the window. If you bring your gun in, we'll give you money. Once that window ends on this set date, it is now illegal to have that. It's contraband. We will confiscate it. If you turn it in, you get no money. If we find you with it, there are fines or penalties associated with it. But he doesn't really even know what he's trying to take, because he the other day just said he wants all semi-automatic weapons, seeming to not understand that that's all guns.
That's most handguns minus revolvers. Yeah. Everybody's supposed to be armed with a revolver?
Revolvers and
shotguns
and bolt-action rifles, basically, but he doesn't understand what he's actually asking
for. And it's obvious that he doesn't understand the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And why we have the Second Amendment. Yeah.
And on that same note, Biden just said that he wants to ban all magazines that hold multiple bullets, meaning all magazines.
All magazines.
We are going back to single-round guns.
What is going on with these people?
They just parrot each other's talking points, and the most incompetent ones come up with the most outlandish promises.
Multiple
bullets.
Bullets.
Not more than 10. Not more than 5. Just any
so
amount
two
of
or
bullets
three.
That is more than one.
Like I had a .22 rifle when I was a kid. Bolt action. And it had a clip that held, I want to say, 6 shots in it. Like, as many as would hold a revolver would hold. And is that going to be, so that would be banned under Biden?
Apparently so. Now, it is Biden we're talking about.
So he'll forget about it tomorrow.
He'll forget about it tomorrow. But today it sounds ridiculous when he brings it up, because even if you have a double barrel shotgun that holds two rounds, yeah, that's illegal, even though that's not a magazine. I'm sure they'd find a way to ban that. They want to go back to single shot muskets, apparently.
Look at me. I'm rubbing my eyes because I'm frustrated. The thing about the Second Amendment, the reason why the Second Amendment is so important is because it's what gives us the First Amendment. The Second Amendment is the insurance. Yes, but the most important thing that we have isn't the right to bear arms. It's our right to free speech, to say whatever we want to say. We should have that right, minus the calls to violence, the yelling fire in a crowded auditorium or whatever. Obviously, those are things that are dangerous. Those are words that are dangerous. But the fact is, we should be able to have the right to say whatever we want, because that is what freedom truly is. As soon as you start curbing our talk, which they've been trying to do with shame and doxing and
cancel culture
and bans. But the fact remains, it's not illegal. I can say all those words I want to, and I can say them to a cop, and he can't arrest me. The moment those words become illegal is the moment we have lost all of our freedoms. Because it starts at the First Amendment, and then everything else falls like dominoes.
And here again, we get back to the whole thing of how modern liberals, especially on the extreme left, totally misunderstand the Constitution. They think that everything that's written down there is something the government gave us, and therefore can take it back. All the Constitution does is say, here's what the government never gave you. It's to spell out what they can't take, or what they can't take away.
Right.
It's not that the government gave you the right to bear arms.
I had that right. I've always had that right.
It starts off, endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. And now by the Creator, they didn't come from, the Declaration of Independence, but still, it goes in the same vein that the government didn't give us the right to these things. We have them just by way of being human beings, and the government has the obligation to not take them away.
Right.
What they're trying to redefine the Constitution is, here's the list of everything we gave you, but if we decide to change that, we'll just change the Constitution.
Yeah, many times have you seen appeal the Second Amendment, appeal the First Amendment, 25th Amendment now?
And don't get me wrong, the Founding Fathers gave us the ability to change the Constitution, but they made it really hard because that was the point. They didn't want a simple majority or anything to be able to take away a right that they had determined was supposed to belong to the people.
Yeah, the 51% can't bully the 49%.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I kind of disagree with the terminology of gun buyback. Like, they didn't give us the guns in the first place, so how can they buy them back? They're just buying them. Like, it's not a buyback, because we got the guns from other places.
What freaks me out is how many people don't realize why we have that Second Amendment. They say, well, it's idiotic to think that the government can turn tyrannical. No, it's not.
That's how every government goes.
Every government, that's exactly.
When the people can't check it, the government becomes tyrannical unintentionally. There could be plenty of good people in a government that is slowly becoming tyrannical because, again,
with good intentions.
Yeah, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. They'll take one bite out of people's freedoms, followed by another and another, and then maybe not next year, but 50 years, 100 years from now, we'll look back and realize that we have lost all of our freedoms.
Right.
Because we let it happen.
And one of the left's favorite arguments against the Second Amendment, well, it was written when you only had a musket and you could only fire a shot every minute or two. Well, no, that's not how it was written. It was written that whatever the government has, we should have the same kind of weaponry in order to defend ourselves from that tyranny.
Also, to say that the Second Amendment can't be modernized is just ridiculous, because the free speech part of the First Amendment applies to Twitter. The protections against unwarranted search and seizure pertains to wiretaps. The Founding Fathers couldn't have predicted social media or phones either, but they wrote it in a way that allows it to be applied all throughout history.
Right.
We are just supposed to have stuff that allows us to defend ourselves from the government, which is why when you get politicians, I forget which guy it was who said it a few months ago, well, why do you even need a gun? The government has nukes. You can't compete.
Yeah, that was Swalwell.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly why we need guns, because people who try to use the fact that they have their finger on the nuclear button as a way to intimidate the people, that's tyrannical.
That's tyrannical. And number one, we should have, or not number one, but according to the Second Amendment, we should have, if you have the means, you should very well, you should be able to buy and own a nuclear weapon. You should. In America.
Technically speaking. There's a difference between, you know, letter and spirit of the law.
Correct. I'm saying technically speaking, if the whatever the government has, we should have as well as mm-hmm. citizens, because that is our defense against tyranny. That's what the Second Amendment for. It's not about crime. It's not about protecting our property. It's about protecting our liberty.
And obviously there's checks on everything, as there should be. Like, same reason we can't go out right now and buy a bunch of frag grenades and a 50 cal machine gun to mount on the back of a pickup truck. There's things we're not allowed to own, and that makes sense. But to say we can't have guns at all is totally against what the Second Amendment
guarantees. And look at China right now. What they're chanting in China, the signs that they're carrying in China, what do they say?
Second Amendment now, or we need the Second Amendment.
We need the Second Amendment. That's why do you think they're saying that? It's because they are on the brink of losing every single freedom that they have and being put under communist rule.
Yeah. They really took the risk by starting these protests. They might bring the full wrath of China down on them, where before it was oppressive, and that now they might just be outright obliterated if the Chinese military moves in.
Yeah,
and that's why.
And they're gathering at the border.
And that's why they need the ability to protect themselves, because they don't have a Second Amendment or an equivalent under China, so the citizens can't really do anything to stop that.
My question is where does Britain's onus stop here? Like, the part of the deal was China gets Hong Kong back, but they are not under communist rule. That was the deal. Does this break that deal? And if that breaks that deal, well, first of all, technically it's a loophole. It's like, well, you can't be charged in Hong Kong, but you can be deported to mainland China.
Yeah, and that was what started the protest way back in, what was it, April?
Was it April?
It was back at the beginning of the summer. It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. So it's technically a loophole. But the question is, where does Britain's responsibility lie here? Should they be sending delegates to China saying, hey, listen, this breaks our deal?
I honestly don't know.
And what does that mean? Can England take back Hong Kong?
I don't think so.
I don't think they could either.
From what I've heard there, they pulled out and let the Hong Kong government be its own thing that was then subjugated by China as part of the agreement. But I don't know what role Britain has there anymore, if they have any role at all. But honestly, are you going to sit there and tell me you think that Great Britain could even begin to contemplate taking on China over this? Like, they would not.
No, they wouldn't, obviously. But they have to have some kind of recourse. What would they do? Take them to court?
Maybe. I mean, you know, it seems like the UN would be the only thing they could do there. And
who do you
UN think? Resolutions aren't really binding.
Yeah.
So they could just say no.
Yeah. I was trying to think. Is China even part of the UN?
I believe they are. I can't remember if they're on the... on the Security Council or like yeah. a smaller. It's been a while since I brushed up on world politics like that, but the world is not ready to go to war with China.
No,
because a war with China is a way that World War III starts.
But you know what? Everybody says that. Everybody says that. But like, part of me thinks that China is like, what was that operation in World War II where we had all the blow up tanks and stuff to get to make Germany think we were going to start the invasion somewhere else. I can't remember, but we had a bunch of like inflatable tanks and things that were set up north of where we actually crossed, in order to use a little subterfuge to get the Nazis to think left when we were.
Was that part of the D-Day?
It was part of D-Day, but it had an actual name.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Part of me thinks that we're afraid of China, but I don't know if we should be afraid of China. As far as that's concerned, think about it. They have a billion plus people. But how many people are happy living A, under communist rule? And B, how much war technology does China actually have?
That's the thing that people seem to not really know. And it's kind of the same idea that motivated the Cold War to begin with, because nobody wants to strike first just in case the other guy has a bigger gun, but in all likelihood the other guy doesn't have a bigger gun than you do,
right?
So everyone's just sitting there too afraid to move. But I don't know,
Russia had the nukes.
Russia did have the nukes.
America the nukes,
and that's why we got mutually assured destruction and nothing ended up happening. With China, I'm not sure where we stand, and if maybe enough people all got up against them all at once, there would be a good opportunity.
I don't know. I know that China's got a bunch of ghost cities that they built that nobody's living in. It's like they use it to inflate their, like, it's really weird. China's really weird. There's like a veil of mystery over China with everything, and I think that's by design. And I really don't believe. I don't know, but it's like a gut feeling that China is all show and no go. Do you know what I'm saying? Like they have, you know, they have a few things, but like if you look inside, like if they did a military parade and you looked inside the missiles that they're displaying, it would be pinball machines and you know, yeah. Like scooter parts or something like that. That's what I think, you know. I could be wrong. I'm probably totally off base with this, but I don't think we need to be as afraid of China as everybody makes us out to be. Same thing with Iran. Everybody was talking about how we should be afraid of Iran, but the truth is they're a tiny country. There's nothing they could really do to threaten America other than a nuclear weapon, which they apparently don't have, or they do have.
Again, we don't know. You can't really tell with these things how much of it is show and how much of it is an actual nuclear arsenal,
right,
up until it's way too late. Because once nukes are in the air, it's kind of late to try to figure out, oh, is this a real one, or are they just showboating right now?
I honestly don't think... I don't think we'll ever see nuclear war. I think it's a threat, but it's not a reality.
I think it's enough of a threat to the point where we won't let it be a reality.
Well, I think the further we get away from Hiroshima and
Nagasaki,
the closer we get to it, I think people forget the devastation of the H-bombs we dropped on them. But... I really don't, like, I can't, I think everybody realizes that the first nuke that's launched, that's it. That's it for humanity.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody wants to be responsible for the end of humanity.
Yeah, even as bad as other countries can be, no one's trying to wipe out all life on the earth.
Which an all-out nuclear war would eventually lead to.
Yeah. Here we are way off track from Beto O'Rourke trying to take our guns.
But that's how it goes down the line, though. It's first, let's take your guns. Now we're in control of everything. Now we want this part of the country. If they don't want us, we're going to nuke them, kind of a thing.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, that's how it starts. It starts by, again, Walmart just said they're not going to sell those handgun ammunition anymore in order to, in wake of the shootings. First of all, there's been no evidence that the shooters bought their ammunition at Walmart.
Yeah.
And so it's like, so now they're also asking for people not to open carry at Walmart in the states that are legal.
I feel like that's going to be harder to get over.
That seems ridiculous.
Think about the reputation that Walmart has in the places where Walmart's a big thing. It's probably a lot of people carrying guns there.
Well, they don't want the open carry. Yeah. You can't do anything about concealed.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's big in open carry places. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are going to be angry about that.
And to me, being open carry is so much better. That would mitigate more threats than no guns. They're effectively trying to make Walmart a no-gun zone without making it a no-gun zone.
There seem to be a lot of really ridiculous knee-jerk reactions from Walmart after the mass shootings a while back. The first one, that they stopped selling certain types of video games, which was ridiculous and just went to the talking point that video games cause violence, even though that's been
debunked
for decades. But then, they're not selling guns, they're making guns harder to buy, now they're not selling ammo. So all these different solutions are just kind of dancing around the issue that it's not really Walmart's, or within Walmart's power to solve.
Yeah, they can't stop it. The guy that showed up to kill those people in El Paso,
that he probably didn't buy any of that stuff.
He didn't buy any of that. You can't. Obviously, they haven't. So, like, they banned handgun sales in everywhere except Alaska. So you can't buy a handgun in any other Walmart but Alaska. You can't buy AR-15s either. They stopped selling those too. So, I don't know what they think they're doing. I really don't. Again, other than a knee-jerk reaction. But that again, this is the narrative the left wants. They want the guns gone. They want the ammunition gone. I tell you what, I'm more prone to carry in a Walmart or a Target now than I am anywhere else.
Yeah.
After those, what has happened.
You saw when there was a big string of movie theater shootings, too. The movie theaters all over the country set up a thing at the front. Like, you got your ticket, and then on your way through, somebody looked at your bag. They asked if you were carrying a gun, and it lasted for a few months. And they effectively made movie theaters also gun-free zones. And then the theater shootings kind of trickled off and didn't happen as much anymore, and then they stopped doing that. It's all just reactionary. And then when they find another target, there's no need to keep shoring up the original target.
Right.
And when it happens, or it stops happening at places like Walmarts and Targets and stuff, you might see somewhat of a return to that, because then when they realize it wasn't the cause to begin with.
Yeah, I don't understand their thinking, their rationale. Less guns on people do not equal safer. That's been proven to be the opposite. I don't know, man. It's a weird way that the country's moving. Beto is part of the problem, not the solution. I'm going to say this right now. You're never going to be able to solve gun violence, because you cannot solve violence. Mm-hmm. It's going to be with us it's been with us from day one. It'll be with us until our last day on Earth.
People try to, blame video games and blame guns for all this violence. Look at society before they invented guns and invented video games. It was pretty violent back then, too.
Yeah.
Lots of atrocities happened without guns, and those people had never even heard of a TV, let alone a video game.
Right.
Human nature
is destructive.
Tends towards destruction and violence.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you use. Case in point, you have these places all over the world where there's no more guns anymore, but now people are being stabbed and mass quantities. There's people driving trucks into crowds of shoppers. They'll use anything that is at their disposal as a weapon, because a person who's going to do something violent always finds a way to do something violent.
Right. It has. I've made the argument that, like, the Sandy Hook shooter, they wanted to blame the guns, but I'm like, he wanted to hurt these people. He could have done way more damage had he gone in there with four Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
Think about what he could have done with four Molotov cocktails. It's crazy. And what are you going to do then? Ban gas? Ban bottles? Ban, you know, any kind of material?
Yeah, you can take a hammer and go into a crowd of people and cause destruction if you're an angry, psychotic person.
I saw a video. This was disturbing. There was a couple was walking with their kids, and this woman pulls out a knife and stabs the little boy in the face.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine what would have happened if that father had a concealed carry permit and a concealed weapon on him. That woman would be dead with justifiable reason. She just stabbed a little kid and then went after his sister. And the best the parents could do was, like, try to get the kids away, and the dad
went after her.
To his credit, went after her. He's defending his family.
I don't know where that happened. I would love to know the aftermath of that. I'm going to have to do some research
on that. I know she was taken into custody and is
mentally disturbed. She's obviously mentally disturbed.
Facing a long time in prison for that, too, because she stabbed a child.
And the kid didn't even seem fazed. Did you notice that?
I noticed in that video. I don't know what part of him got stabbed. I just know she hit him in the face with a knife somewhere.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 times. Like
something like that. And hopefully the child makes a full recovery. Is not.
Hopefully there's nothing wrong. It was like a butter knife or something.
If he was injured, makes a full recovery, obviously. But
what
people who are sick and looking for a reason to hurt
people, are going
will
to hurt
find
people.
A reason to hurt people.
And they want me to give up my gun?
Not likely.
No way. All right, we'll call that a day, because I don't want to talk about people taking my guns or anything. I'm not going to be Charlton Heston, though. I wouldn't be from these cold, dead hands. You know, if the government comes to me and says, hey, we want your guns at the end of the gun, I'm probably going to give them my guns, but I'm going to write them a strongly worded letter afterwards.
Murder them in the press.
Again, guys, thank you for listening. If you have any thoughts, please comment below. Also, like, subscribe, and share the video. Subscribe and hit the notifications. That way you get a nice little ding every time a new Freedom Wire episode goes up. And if you like any of the swag, go to freedomwire.com and get some. That being said, until next time.